Peter Orlovsky, my friend, has a girlfriend who lives with us, who has a new wave punk band playing in CBGBs and Max's.
Yeah, I met her.
And I saw that it was like a Catholic schoolgirl who had no future except as a typist becoming an artist. And yeah, the dress was art. And I was amazed by the art of it.
Yeah.
You know, like theater. It was theater, basically.
Absolutely, theater, yeah.
Punk was theater. It wasn't people making themselves grotesque for... Well, it was street theater.
Right on.
And I don't know if it was seen as street theater, but it was definite theater.
It was only scary because it had so much kind of... It threatened so much existing cultural mores.
Well, it blew my mind because I was saying, well, the Beatniks did their street theater with their beards and their... Think, but what are these people doing? They don't even have beards. They don't even have bangles. No. They're wearing purple hair.
And safety pins through their cheeks.
Well, yeah, or actually, most of them were just in the clothes. And they were baby diaper pins, actually. I found out when someone gave me one.
Oh, God.
Someone gave me one, and it was a baby diaper pin, and it was in it, you know, to put it to wear here.
To wear here. That's a whole different level of the game.
Well, no, some very intelligent kid that looked outrageous.
Yeah.
I met in front of the Mud Club.
Yeah.
He said, I adore your poetry. Have a pin. And put it on and join the younger generation.
That's very funny.
And I said, what kind of horrible pin is that? He said, oh, that's a baby diaper pin, don't you realize?
So what else was there?
Okay, well, the apocalyptic bomb threat, teaching both mortality and the disregard of the tenderness of the human form.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so symbolizing the whole impasse of organized classical society that had brought itself, of rationalistic society that had created this chaos.
Mm.
You know, with all the computers and all the wise generals and Oxford degrees and confabulations and cocktails in Zurich, what it had brought about was what everybody says, from the grandmamas to the old Wall Street pundits to the young punks, looks like it could be the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it, so that meant a demystification of history and of governments and of authority and authorities and economics. And, so that means everybody got to start thinking for themselves.
Yeah.
And the second thing was a recognition of the interdependency of nature, what is known as the ecology movement, but a greater sensitization to plants, dolphins.
Which is being forced upon us by the obvious, the very visible, obvious things like smog and all this stuff and the disappearance of species. And that was a very slow awakening, but that became a very real part that we were using up our system.
Well, the destruction was fast. You know, it accelerated in the 20th century, and the awakening was fast, accelerating from the 40s to the
40s. Very, very fast,
For a change of history, historic mind, or what they call paradigm, or a change of a reference point as to what the world is all about and life is all about, that's very swift.
Yeah.
You know, swifter than Galileo. Yeah.
The other thing was that the television and transportation made us much more aware of the collectivity of, I mean, like the World Federalists back years ago didn't get much hearing, really, because nobody could deal with the time lags. It was too vast. The neighbors were too far away. This has now changed, and that changed. That was a big one, too.
So, and then lacking a fixed identity, a fixed bourgeois identity, say, or a fixed national identity, or a fixed personal identity, or having one that could be snuffed out overnight, then made people think about what is the nature of identity and consciousness. And then I think people naturally, spontaneously had experiences of a larger consciousness, a big mind, as Suzuki Roshi used to say, world mind. In many different forms, whether in the form of thinking there was a god or thinking it was like a great, spacious, empty, vast, sentient.
Or the Tao, becoming tuned to the law, to the vastness of it all.
But what I think happened was that people had personal experiences independent of drugs.
Yeah.
Then, by the time...
It's obvious now.
Yeah.
It's obvious now to us, because now as it's surfacing, as an integrated thing, I mean, I call it like a Martian takeover, because you can feel it happened to a lot of people in a way that had nothing to do at all with the way we thought it was going to happen to them.